and the choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you really liked the music, you'd say it was just
great.
And if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you'd say church will be over
before I get there.
And the enemy of God is called the
devil.
What other names for him?
Oh God, that sounds like an ass. Well, he's also called demon. Satan.
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
I don't make a habit of doing that.
Do you ever hear people talk about the booger man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What would they say?
That the booger man was going to get you. I know kids pick that up quite easily and frighten smaller ones with it, but I wouldn't do that.
Is that supposed to be the same as the devil?
I haven't the slightest idea what it is.
What do people think they see around a graveyard at night to scare them?
Ghost.
And a house that people are scared to go in?
Ghost house.
Or they say the house is
haunted.
And you tell someone, you better put a sweater on, it's getting
cool, chilly.
And you say, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I
really don't want to.
I'd what, stay here?
Rather stay here.
Okay. And you say, if you haven't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, you might say, I'm glad to see you.
Happy to see you. Glad to see you. Haven't seen you in a long time.
What about proud to see you?
No, I wouldn't use that.
And someone had about 500 acres. You say that'd be a flood of land.
Large amount of land.
Did you ever say a right smart?
No.
And if you wanted to agree with someone and you wanted to say something stronger than just yes, what expressions might you have?
For example, what do you have in mind?
I mean, like, did you ever say of course or for sure or certainly? Or
that's for sure. I might would say that, and I agree. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's right. Generally, I say, well, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If someone asks you, can you really do that, you'd say,
sure I can.
And, or you'd say,
yes, I certainly can.
Or use another word.
Definitely can.
And, someone intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say, he, what, hated the place, he?
He really hated the place.
Did you ever say he plumb or purely hated it? And you say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
really cold, very cold.
Okay. And do you say sir or ma'am to people?
Not anymore. I did, but I don't. Some way or another, I've gotten out of it. I do say it to my grandmother.
You say?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. And I have not taught my children to say no, sir, yes, sir.
How does it sound to you?
Well,
fashion, or does it sound?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
My kids have picked it up, you know, they do say it, but it's not something that I have demanded of them.
Mm-hmm.
If they just give a polite yes or no, if it's not a very negative yes or no, and it's, you know, I know the connotation of it.
Does it sound servile to you?
What?
Does it sound servile or degrading?